Well, the newest member, or one of the newer members of the Indians organization, now joins us on Wahoo Week from Goodyear, Arizona, as David Murphy stops by to pay us a visit here in Goodyear. And David, as I said before we got started, welcome to Goodyear. Welcome to Cleveland, quote unquote, as you become a member of the Indians. Just your thoughts on joining this organization here in 2014.
I'm extremely happy to be here. Everything's been awesome so far. Everybody's been great. Got a great group of teammates and great coaching staff. It's just, I was at the point in my career where I was ready to be a part of something new, and this is the perfect opportunity.
So what about this team attracted you? When you look at this roster, you look at what they did last year, what makes you say, man, that's a place I want to be?
It helps that they were just aggressive from the beginning. You know, you want to be a part of a situation that wants you there. And, when they contacted my agent early in the free agent process and, made it known that they did want me and they backed it up, I think it became a pretty easy decision. And situations and relationships like that work out to be the best. Where the player wants to be somewhere and where the team wants them there, I think it's going to be the best of both worlds for everyone.
So, David, take a moment or two and just kind of introduce your fans to, introduce yourself to Indians fans that are listening right now. Talk a little bit about what you bring to this team.
I spent about a little over 6 years with the Rangers. I came up with Boston, spent most of my minor league time there, had a cup of coffee in the big leagues, and then got traded to Texas where I really got my real opportunity. I'm a guy who I don't take anything for granted. I try to come to the field and play hard every single day. I love to win, as every player does. I was fortunate to be a part of some great teams in Texas, and hopefully the experiences I had there I can bring over here. I'm getting to the point in my career. I'm 32 now. I'm older. I've had a taste of what it's like to play in a World Series, but I don't have a World Series championship, and that's something that I would love to have. So, as long as I'm a member of the Cleveland Indians, I'm going to do everything I can to try to bring a World Series title to Cleveland.
Again, we're talking with David Murphy, one of the newer members of the Cleveland Indians, as he joins the team in 2014. And you mentioned that veteran leadership, and of course, last year, guys like Jason Giambi and Michael Bourne, Nick Swisher were brought to this team to add that veteran leadership to a very young core group. When you're dealing with younger players on a roster, you kind of see this young core group. What do you offer as a veteran just to kind of guide them through?
As a leader, or quote-unquote leader, I don't think it's something that is designed. I don't think that you can come in and label yourself a leader and start telling guys what to do, that sort of thing. I think it's something that's earned, and it's something where you almost need to show everybody that you're going to follow as much as you're going to lead, and that you're going to love on guys and care about guys. And I think that's a big component of winning. So, like I said, I have a little bit of experience. I've been on some good teams, and time will tell. I mean, if there's a moment where I need to speak up here or there and share maybe some wisdom that I've gained over the years. Not saying I'm the smartest guy in the world by any means, but there is something that comes with experience in this game, and I think more than anything, I'm going to be the type of guy that just leads by example and plays hard every day.
You mentioned your background in the Boston organization, the Texas organization. Those are winning organizations. They know what winning is all about. Do you sense that same type of attitude, that type of culture here in the clubhouse, that having gone through last year, these guys now expect to win?
Well, the great thing is, obviously you mentioned Boston. Boston's won some World Series titles, and even before they ended the curse, I mean, they were always known as a winning organization. They just couldn't get the World Series title. But you mentioned Texas, and, it's funny how Texas is viewed as a winning organization now, because when I got there, we really weren't, and we had a long stretch of not having success. I mean, they had some playoff runs in the mid to late 90s, but other than that, when I got there in 2007, they were known as a team who could always hit, but they couldn't pitch, and, the bottom line was pretty much the same every year. It didn't result in a winning team. And so now, a few years later, you know, we went to two World Series, and we, you know, went to the playoffs and lost in the wild card game. So, you know, it would be awesome if the Indians head in that same direction. You know, this team won 92 games last year, and the core group is still intact. I feel like this is a group that's only getting better, and hopefully that can show up in the end this year.
I always like to ask guys who have come in from another organization what their perception is of this team. When you were playing for Texas the past couple of years, and especially last year when the Indians were doing well, What was your perception as an outsider then, now an insider, but of the Indians and this core group of guys that they had?
You know, I'll be completely honest with you. My first few years in the league, I guess my rookie year when they still had Sabathia and Cliff Lee and Carmona, I mean, they were still a tough team. They still had, you know, Victor Martinez. They were just a year removed from, you know, from going to the ALCS.
Right.
And then, you know, you started to see those guys traded away or leave the team. It became younger. It became a team that was more rebuilding. And, you know, I feel like we could go into Cleveland or Cleveland would come play us in Texas, and it wasn't that much of a challenge. Well, you fast forward that to 2013, and there was just something different about this group. I mean, I think we played them six games last year. They beat us five. There was just there was a little extra fire, a little extra talent, a little bit of extra everything that we hadn't seen before in the Cleveland Indians. And obviously it resulted in 92 wins. And just one more thing, you know, in free agency when talking about teams that made me want to be a part of this organization.
Does that stem from Tito? Does it all start at the top?
I really think that it does. You're talking about a manager that really knows how to win. He knows
two rings.
Yeah, exactly. He knows how to keep his players relaxed. I think, you know, if you have a manager that's uptight and you see that as a player, especially a player that is kind of on the cusp of whether he has a job or not, tendency is that he's gonna come to the ballpark and play a little bit tight. You know, he's gonna be afraid to make it rather than going and desiring to have success and just being an aggressive player. He might be more afraid of failure, and at the end of the day, that's not gonna produce great results. I think Tito is completely different. He lets his players play loose. He lets his players have fun, and at the end of the day, that's gonna result in better numbers and more wins.
Wow, I could sit here and talk baseball with you all day, but I know you got other places to be. David Murphy, appreciate you stopping by again. Welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you for having me.
David Murphy joining us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.